Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Your Money, Your Life podcast. We're on episode 177 of the podcast. So as always, make sure wherever you're listening, like, subscribe, five-star rate and review. And if you're watching the podcast on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, comment, and hit the notification bell so you know every time we drop a new episode. We'll get right into it this week, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot to get into. First and foremost, we'll start with the markets. It's been flat. It's been roughly flat this week to a little bit lower, and that's okay. The markets are taking a breather because we've had a really strong run-up year to date. If you look at the S&P 500, 13% already since the beginning of the year. The NASDAQ is over 20% since the beginning of the year. The Dow is also in the green. But if you're thinking of it, you know, the reason why there's a breather is because of the inflation fight, the Fed and fighting inflation. And the Fed took a breather on raising rates this past time because they've done it 10 consecutive times in a row, but they took a breather to get more data, more information. But they reasserted that they're not done fighting inflation and there could potentially be more rate hikes before they get to the 2% inflation target rate. So in the prepared remarks, they said that they will potentially raise rates more. And that's a great way to start it in the sense of what is going on this week. There was a quieter week this week in the news, so we'll dive right into what's going on with inflation and the Fed. But you know, it was pretty much what we expected. We said that they would pause this month, and then they could potentially raise rates again. And it's looking like there could potentially be rates hikes coming in the next couple of meetings, just based on you know the data that we potentially receive. If you look at the data, energy. Those prices have come down a lot. But food, shelter, those prices are still rising. And the rate at which they're rising is still a little bit hot in comparison to other goods and services. So those are the areas that inflation is still being really, really sticky. And so that's really affecting what's going on as far as the headline numbers. The core number strips out food and energy because those tend to jump around a lot, but it's still stubborn. If you really look at it, you know, it's been a 15 month battle and the battle isn't done when it comes to inflation. But again, on the gas side, you have, you know, less expensive gas. And that's just, you know, one of the big areas that has really shown inflation coming down, but it's one out of, you know, four or five, six really pointed basket of goods and services that they look at. But the forecast, again, said that they see 3.9%, having the 3.6% they predicted in March. So the end of this year, they think inflation will get down to 3.9%. That's the Fed's projections, right? And so they wanted to get to the 2%. So they still know that they have a battle to fight when it comes to inflation. So that's going to be a sticky one, folks, a sticky one indeed. If you look at companies that are getting hit by inflation, FedEx does a lot when it comes to transportation, gas, any of those things. And when you have a company that's relying on transportation and, you know, energy prices and oil, FedEx is getting hit hard, and that's affecting their business. Especially when also on the other side of things, how consumers are spending. When things are more expensive, consumers tend, in a lot of cases, it's been, you know, not as prevalent this time around because people still have decent amount in savings, but people tend to spend less on goods and services. And that obviously means like a company like FedEx would, you know, have less revenue, but they're trying to combat that. But it is something that they've struggled with. A company like FedEx said they're taking a hit based on inflation. So something to watch out for again. And I also want to hit on this story, which I think it's prayers to everyone involved. There's five people that are stuck in a submersible or a submarine, a pod that was going to visit the wreckage site of the Titanic. And they've been lost. They're lost. They've been down there for a few days now, it sounds like, and they only have 4 or 5 days before their oxygen runs out. But there was five people, a few of them were billionaires. They took a pod to Titanic. I think that's 13,000 feet into the ocean floor, 13,000 feet, a few thousand meters, scary stuff. Something that I can never do because I'm not a strong swimmer. I also am slightly probably claustrophobic. If you look at the pod, it's like you can only sit cross-legged It's a super small pod. It's controlled by a remote controller. It looks like a PlayStation controller. Social media is going wild because these people, again, of course, knew the risks, but we, of course, won't want them to be stuck down there forever or perish that way. That's a horrible, horrible way. This is not in finance, but I thought it was just a scary, scary story. So we're hoping that they get found. We're praying that they get found because they are in a sticky situation right now, and it's a scary situation. They only have a day's supply of oxygen left, and their people are searching. They're searching for them, and we're hoping we find them. Because we know, as we transition, that Netflix will probably have a documentary on this coming up soon. I saw Netflix just post about a diving documentary that comes out July 19th, something of that nature. People doing stuff that is very, very crazy out there. But if you look at it, HBO and Netflix might be getting to a licensing agreement. HBO might be licensing their shows, their original HBO programs to Netflix. This is according to Deadline and other various sources and outlets. That is, it'll mark the first time in nearly a decade that HBO content would be on a rival streamer. I think this is telling to me, this tells me that HBO knows that Netflix is the platform where people are. And if they want to infiltrate into more eyeballs, they want to get on Netflix. Because I think Netflix is almost synonymous with streaming in a lot of senses, to be honest. Issa Rae's Insecure is reportedly part of the discussions. Good show, good show. So that's a huge, huge move for me. I think it works well on both sides, but I think it benefits Netflix a little bit more. Just if you think about, you know, what platform people spend most time on. And if you're having, you know, your Netflix, you wouldn't see Netflix originals, I don't think, on HBO, but HBO succumbing to the pressure and putting their originals on Netflix just tells me they know that there's more people there and they want more people watching their stuff. Interesting. I'd love to see the finer points of that deal. Because that's a really, really interesting deal. So Bitcoin is grabbing more market share because regulators are putting their spotlight on altcoins. Altcoins are stuff that, you know, I talked about and other people talked about of staying, you know, particularly away from, just because of the sense of they just weren't real value in a lot of them, right? And that there was a few top coins that I've always preached about that the ones will stay around, be useful, have value. It looks like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and different ones are the ones that are still here. And you saw different companies, the big guys, Schwab's, Fidelity's, they're also creating their own brokerages for cryptocurrency now. And that's why crypto has actually moved up in the past couple of days, a strong 5 or 6%, just based on that news, based on the news that other companies are looking to create spot ETFs of Bitcoin. So yeah, there's a lot going on. You're seeing a kind of a quiet, it's been quiet for all the crazy crypto people. It's been really quiet, but I think you're seeing under the surface, a lot of things happening that's really bullish in a sense, to be honest, when it comes to cryptocurrency. Nearly 6 in 10 Americans with health insurance said they've had at least one problem with their coverage in the past year. Interesting. Yeah, insurance is an old stalwart industry that definitely needs some a jolting, an awakening, to be honest, I think. And hopefully that will happen. We'll keep our eye out. Again, it was a quiet week. Nothing crazy in the news this week. Really, not a crazy week. So again, the other story that I want to talk about is really, again, we touched on inflation. We touched on different areas. But again, we're praying for the folks in the summary. And I was just scouring social media and really listening to all the different stories and points and the things that were going on. And again, we're hoping that they can get back safe. So we'll jump into questions of the week. There's rapid fire. I want to touch on a few questions this time around and make sure we hit on a few good ones this week. The first one being, question is what is the most common tipping percentage in the US? Remember, for the Europeans out there, I think it's some countries in Europe and mostly around Europe and the UK, like tipping isn't a thing because they have different pay structure for the wait staff. But in here in the US, of course it is a thing. So I'm going to guess, I think there's talking about tipflation where it's increasing during the pandemic, it increased a little bit because of the things that service workers are doing and putting their life in danger during the pandemic. So I'm going to say it's anywhere between 20 and 25%. I think it jumped up to maybe 25% based on tipflation. Let's see. Okay, 21%, 21.9, so roughly 22% is the most common tip percentage. That's where most of the bandwidth is, a bit over 40%. 22, 26% is less. That's 15% of people do that. And tip your people. Tip your people. I always want to make sure, especially if service is good, to really, really give a strong tip. Because it's important. It's important. And you know these people are doing an incredible job, especially the job done during the pandemic. So make sure it always comes back around to you if you do treat people right. This is an interesting question. In what year did the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau clarify that discrimination by lenders on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity is illegal? Interesting. Okay, I'm going to guess before. So I would say, if you think about that question, it's got to be during a base of a movement, and heavy movement when it comes to LGBTQ issues and pride. I think I would guess more in the 70s and 80s. So I'm going to guess, just came in my head, 77. Oh, 2021. Oh, man. Oh, 2021. That is crazy. So let's look into this more. In 2021, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau issued an imperative rule, interpretive rule, excuse me, clarifying that the prohibition against sex discrimination under the Equal Credit Opportunity Act and Regulation B includes sexual orientation discrimination and gender identity discrimination. So yes, that was in 2021. The CFPB clarified that. Wow, I'm very, very much more recently than I expected. If you think about that question, you'd think that we didn't even have any issues with that, as most as recently as a couple of years ago. But I am wrong. That was 2021. I want to get through a couple more questions, see if we see anything interesting. Again, I recorded this early because we have a busy, busy day tomorrow. But I recorded this early because I think it would be fun to get this out there to the folks. There isn't much. Again, a quiet week. If you see anything interesting, shoot me a ping. 4 years of New Street coming up soon. We've now almost to 500 households with, tens of millions of dollars in assets under management right now. So it's a really, really great what we're doing. And make sure you spread the word to people that may need that help and advisement, because we're always looking to help the right people that fit this community. Folks, that was all the questions we had. We're not going to get to any more. Hope you have a safe, solid weekend. There's no sports right now. I don't watch baseball. There's nothing to watch. But again, hope everyone have a safe, solid weekend. We will talk next week.